Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yud. In this short perek, the Rambam completes his discussion of the cheshbon used to determine the fixed calendar by explaining the second opinion of the length of the solar year and the corresponding duration of each tkufa. Just as the first opinion in this matter, discussed at length in the last parak, is associated with Shmuel, this one is referred to in the later halachic literature as Tkufa de Rav Ada. We have no source in Chazal connecting this Tkufa to Rav Ada or to anyone else, but some later Rishonim report seeing the text of a Braita in which Rav Ada states this version of the length of the solar year and of each season. Tkufat Rav Ada is none other than the average length of a year within one 19-year cycle, as the Rambam will explain in the opening halachot of the perek. Halacha Aleph. Shnata chama lemishu omer shi pachot mirviya mechachme Yisrael, omer shi shlosh meot v'chamisha v'shishim yom, v'chamei sha'ot u'tsha meot shiva v'tishim chalakim u'shmona v'arba'im rega, v'arega echad mishisha v'shivim b'chelek. ולפי חשבון זה תהיה תוספת שנת החמה על שנת הלבנה, 10 ימים ואחד ועשרים שעה, ומאה ואחד ועשרים חלק ושמונה וארבעים רגע. סימן להן יוד כף א', כוף כף א', מם ח'. ולא תמצא תוספת במחזור של 19 שנה כלל, אלא בכל מחזור מהם ישלמו שני החמה עם שני הלבנה הפשוטות והמעוברות. We can find Tkufat Rav Ada by working backwards, beginning with the assumption that a 19-year cycle consisting of 12 Shanim Pshutot and 7 Shanim Ubarot adds up to exactly 19 solar years. Because the duration of a lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim, and a 19-year cycle consists of 235 lunar months, 12 times 12 plus 13 times 7 comes out to 235, the total duration of a 19-year cycle comes out to 235 times the length of a lunar month. That is 6,939 days, 16 hours, and 595 chalakim. Dividing this by 19 gives an average yearly length of 365 days, 5 hours, 997 chalakim, and 48 rigaim, where a rega is defined as 1/76th of a chalak. The breaking up of chalakim into rigaim is due to the division by 19. Note that 76, 4 times 19, is exactly the number of seasons, tkufot, in a 19-year cycle. In terms familiar to us, this solar year, according to Tkufat Rav Ada, comes out to 365 days, 5 hours, 55 minutes, and 25.44 seconds, just over 4.5 minutes shorter than the duration of the solar year according to Tkufat Shmuel and the now discarded Julian calendar. The amount by which a solar year exceeds a Shana Pshuta of 12 months, according to Tkufat Rav Ada, is 10 days, 21 hours, 120 chalakim, and 48 rigaim. This number will be important for calculations when we get to Halacha Hey. Halacha Bet. Bein kol tkufa utkufa lafi cheshbon ze, echad v'tishim yom, v'sheva sha'ot, v'chamesh meot v'tisha asar chalakim, v'chad u'shloshim rega. Siman lahem tzadi aleph, Zayin Taf Kuf Yud Tet Lamed Aleph. Uchishe teida tkufa mina tkufot, ematai haita, tachshov meoto rega minyan ze, veteida tkufa shachorea, aderech shebi'arnu bitkufa tashana shihi ravia. The length of each season, according to Tkufat Rav Ada, is one quarter of the duration of the solar year. This comes out to 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalakim, and 31 rigaim. Once we know the moment of one tkufa, we can add this amount as many times as we wish in order to calculate the moment of every subsequent tkufa. Halacha Gimel. Tkufat Nisan lafi cheshbon ze, haita b'shana rishona shel yitzira, kodem molad Nisan b'teisha sha'ot v'sheish me'ot u'shnaim v'arba'im chalakim. Siman lahem tet taf reish mem bet. וכן היא לעולם בכל שנה ראשונה של כל מחזור, קודם מולד ניסן, בתשע שעות, ב-642 חלקים. According to Tkufat Rav Ada, in the year of creation, Tkufat Nisan occurred 9 hours and 642 chalakim before the molad of the month of Tishrei. And since in Tkufat Rav Ada, a 19-year cycle in our calendar is exactly equal to 19 solar years, this phenomenon repeats itself at the beginning of every cycle. Tkufat Nisan precedes molad Nisan by 9 hours and 642 chalakim every 19 years. Once we know exactly when Tkufat Nisan occurs at the beginning of a cycle, Halacha Dalet points out, we can find when each season of the cycle begins by adding 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalakim, and 31 regaim for each season. Halacha Hey explains the procedure. Im tirtze leida, matai tia Tkufat Nisan fi cheshbon ze, teida tchila shanim gmurot shavru mina machzor, v'tikach lechol shana mehen tosafta. Vihi Yurchaf Aleph, Kufchaf Aleph, Memchet. The Kabetz Kolerigaim Chalakim, Vachola Chalakim Shaot, Vachola Shaot Yamim, Kederach Shetachshov Amuladot. The Tigra Minakol, Teisha Shaot, Vesheish Meot Ushnaim Barbaim Chalakim, Vanishar Tashlichu Chodshe Levana, Vanishar Sheim Bochodish Levana, Tosifoto Al Molad Nisan Shel Ota Shana. Uvarega Sheyagi Aminyan Bo, Tiet Kufat Nisan Shel Ota Shana. As we did in the last parak, we'll illustrate the procedure outlined in this halacha by finding Tkufat Nisan in the current year, 1586, this time according to Tkufat Rav Ada. Unlike when using Tkufat Shmuel, there is no need to use as our starting point the year of creation, because as we just saw in Halacha Gimel, in Tkufat Rav Ada, there is a perfect realignment every 19 years. Tkufat Nisan occurs exactly 9 hours and 642 chalakim before the molad of Nisan at the start of every 19-year cycle. In Halacha Aleph, we saw that each solar year in Tkufat Rav Ada exceeds a Shana Pshuta of 12 lunar months by 10 days, 21 hours, 121 chalakim, and 48 regaim. Tafshin Pei Vav, 1586, is the 10th year of the current 19-year cycle. And for now, we pretend that all 9 years preceding it were Shanim Pshutot. So we multiply this difference of 10, 21, 121, 48 by 9, and this comes out after converting every 78 regaim to a chelek, every 1,080 chalakim to an hour, and every 24 hours to a day, to 97 days, 22 hours, 14 chalakim, and 52 regaim. This represents the forward movement of Tkufat Nisan since the start of the current 19-year cycle 9 years ago. But since it started out back then, 9 hours and 642 chalakim, before Molad Nisan, we subtract this amount from our total to get 97 days, 12 hours, 452 chalakim, and 52 regaim. In theory, this should tell us how long Tkufat Nisan occurred after Molad Nisan at the start of this year. But of course, we haven't yet corrected for the three Shanim Mu'ubarot we've had in this cycle, the years 3, 6, and 8 of our cycle. This means 3 more months. So we subtract from our total the duration of 3 lunar months. 3 times 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim comes out to 88 days, 14 hours, and 219 chalakim. So we subtract this from our total to get 8 days, 22 hours, 233 chalakim, and 52 regaim. This final amount is how long Tkufat Nisan occurred after Molad Nisan at the start of this year. Since Molad Nisan this year, which we calculate using methods from earlier Prakim, was on Wednesday, March 18th, 22 hours and 625 chalakim into the day, we add to this amount the number we just found to find that Tkufat Nisan occurred on Friday, March 27th, 20 hours, 858 chalakim, and 52 regaim into the day, that is, mid-afternoon on Friday. This is certainly a better result than we found in the last parak using Tkufat Shmuel, both in the sense that March 27th is much closer to the real vernal equinox than April 8th, and that it means that Pesach began after Tkufat Nisan, as it is supposed to. Still, it is somewhat disconcerting that we still end up with a date which we know, based on modern scientific knowledge, to be several days later than the real vernal equinox, which takes place on March 20th or 21st. We'll return to this point after learning the last halachot of the parak. If we want to know the exact moments of the remaining Tkufot this year using Tkufot Rav Ada, we add to the time we found for Tkufot Nisan 91 days, 7 hours, 519 chalakim, and 31 regaim to obtain the moment of Tkufot Tammuz. Then we add it again to find Tkufot Tishrei, and once more to find Tkufot Tevet. Halacha Vav. Mar'in li hadvarim. Shal cheshbon tkufa zo hayu somchin linyan ibur hashana be'et shebeitin hagadol matsui. Shein ma'brin mipnei hazman umpnei hatzorech. Lefi shecheshbon ze hu haemet, yater min harishon. Vehu karov midvarim shneitbaru bi'itzdag ninut, yater min hacheshbon harishon, shaita bo shnat hachama, 365 yom urviya yom. The Rambam here drops the position of neutrality, which he has maintained until this point, regarding the two different schools of thought about the length of the solar year, and he comes down in favor of Tkufat Rav Ada and against Tkufat Shmuel. Tkufat Rav Ada is more accurate because it aligns more precisely with astronomical observations. And the Rambam speculates that when Beit Din would deliberate about whether or not to perform Ibur Shana, they would use Tkufat Rav Ada rather than Tkufat Shmuel to arrive at their determination. Recall from Perek Dalid that the surest indicator that a year required Ibur, which Beit Din could rely on by itself without any accompanying justification, was that Tkufat Nisan would otherwise occur on the 16th of Nisan or later. Halacha Zayin. V'cheshbon shtei ha'tkufot ha'elu shebi'arnu darkam, hakol bekeruvu, uv'malach ha'shemesh ha'emtza'i, lo b'mkom ha'amiti, aval b'mkom ha'shemesh ha'amiti, t'ye tkufat nisan mizmanim elu b'chamo shnei amim kodem shtei ha'tkufot shiyotzin b'cheshbon zeh. Bein b'cheshbon mi shemechashev revi'a yom gamur, bein l'mi shemechashev l'fachot merevi'a yom. In both this perek and the last one, regarding Tkufat Shmuel and Tkufat Rav Ada, the discussion has assumed that each season is equally long, and the time from one Tkufa to the next is uniform. The Rambam writes here that this is correct regarding Mahalach HaShemesh HaEmtza'i, the actual motion of the sun within its sphere, but not regarding Mikoma HaMiti, how an observer on Earth perceives the seasons. These are concepts which we'll understand better when they are defined in the next perek. But this is an acknowledgement that the seasons really vary in length. As we mentioned in the last perek, modern science attributes this to the elliptical shape of the Earth's orbit around the sun. And both Tkufat Shmuel and Tkufat Rav Ada are just averages whose purpose is to make computations more tractable. In practice, we may observe Tkufat Nisan up to 2 days before even the time predicted by Tkufat Rav Ada. What does modern science have to say about the length of the solar year? This length is now known to be 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds. Tkufat Shmuel is more than 11 minutes longer than this, and Tkufat Rav Ada is about 6.5 minutes longer. So Tkufat Rav Ada is certainly more accurate, but it still overestimates the length of the year by a significant amount of time. As we calculated earlier, the vernal equinox, according to Tkufat Rav Ada, came out this year on March 27th, so it already deviates from the solar year by about a week, and this deviation will only grow with time. There are already indications that our calendar is not as well aligned with the solar year as it should ideally be. Take, for example, the year Tufshin Pei Dalet, 2024, which was a Shana Meuberet, even though the 29th day of Adar Rishon was on March 9th, only about 11 or 12 days before the vernal equinox. Rather than having a Shana Meuberet, it seemingly would have been better to leave the year as a Shana Pshuta and celebrate Pesach in the last week of March. Instead, Pesach came out in the last 8 days of April. If the calendar doesn't undergo any kind of change, then in a few hundred years, we will celebrate Pesach in May. The last day in Chutz La'aretz is already May 1st on rare occasions. And a few thousand years later, Pesach will be a summer holiday. Despite the very clear need for calendar reform, it is difficult to see how any substantive change can be made which would be agreed upon by all rabbinic authorities throughout the Jewish world. If a calendar divergence nearly caused a schism in the time of the Gaonim, when the only communities were in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, one can only imagine the kind of effect this would have in today's far more religiously fragmented society. We hope either to see the arrival of Mashiach and the return of the Sanhedrin and Kiddush HaChodesh before the problem becomes too severe, or to witness an unprecedented show of unity among Jews in updating the calendar to truly align it with the solar year. Which of these would be the greater miracle is an open question. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.